T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, let's go right to him. Manny's breaking news. Jeff Darlington from ESPN, very well connected to the Miami Dolphins, if he doesn't mind me saying that on his behalf. And we find out Brian Flores is now the former head coach of the Miami Dolphins. As we say good morning, and Jeff, thanks for coming on with us this morning. Did it surprise you at all that Brian Flores was let go?
I understand why many are surprised. I'm not necessarily. I think it's important to point out that the Dolphins did a very good job this year of keeping a lot of their issues in-house, and sometimes that leads to surprises because people aren't necessarily privy to some of the dysfunction that exists within the organization. But it was there. The fit with Brian Flores had deteriorated. Their relationships with Chris Greer and Tua Tagovailoa had gotten to the point where non-existent might be a strong word, but certainly not functional. So while it absolutely is a surprise that a coach who seemingly got his players to fight toward the end of the season is out, to those within the organization, maybe not so much.
So I'm trying to figure out, is Chris more of a Tua fan or Brian Flores was more of a Tua Tagovailoa fan?
Well, I don't necessarily know where Chris Greer stands on Tua in terms of his future and whether he believes that he can be the franchise quarterback in Miami. I did not get the sense from pretty early on that Flores was necessarily a big Tua guy. I had mentioned this a few times during the season, and I think it's something that fans have a difficult time digesting, especially when all the Deshaun Watson situation was ongoing and a lot of fans didn't necessarily want to believe it because Flores was coming out and saying the things he was publicly. But Flores generally was driving that train. Flores was generally the guy who most liked the idea of pursuing Deshaun Watson. So, you know, that take that for what it's worth and what that means to Brian Flores' opinion of Tua Tagovailoa. While a difficult pill for Dolphins fans to swallow, it is, in fact, the truth.
So, Jeff, you said that Chris Greer is going to keep his job, or it looks like he might keep his job per sources.
Yes, he is.
How does he keep his job with everything that's went on the last 2 years with this rebuild and knowing that the top two priorities were finding a franchise quarterback and fixing the offensive line, and they haven't seemed to do either one?
So I don't know the answer to that. Unfortunately, I can't. I can only tell you that the Dolphins – continue to believe that Chris Greer is the right fit in his role. I understand what that comes with in terms of the eye rolls from Dolphins fans. That's all I can tell you. I can tell you that, you know, it is a fascinating situation from the standpoint that Greer has survived so many regime changes, so many coaching changes. I get it. I understand why that is such a question. It doesn't necessarily make a ton of sense to me either. That being said, there's people making these decisions that ultimately believe that he will get this team where it needs to go.
So I just want to follow up on that because he's a good guy. Oh, he's such a good guy. Chris Greer is such a good guy. It's a big business. He's a good guy. I'm sick of hearing about Chris Greer is a good guy. I've had it. Yeah. And people in positions. And so I just want to say this because I heard this from Chris to me. He goes, I will never take a guy if my head coach doesn't want him because I don't want to fight. I want to be on the same page. I want to find him something that he likes. Well, if it was a quarterback, Chris, and you clearly like Justin Herbert more, and somebody was fighting you on it, you're going, no, it's my job is to find the friggin' franchise quarterback.
And I don't want to go too far. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. I don't want to go too far with what I say, but it is interesting. I mean, Greer and Flores definitely drove the train on Tua. It was, I mean, like when I say that Flores was interested in bringing on Deshaun Watson, that's not to also, and this is not, I'm not trying to exonerate Greer here at all. I'm not, that's not what I'm here to do. I'm really more just trying to play the reporter role. But what it is important to note is that just because Greer was interested in, or Flores was interested in Watson, doesn't mean that Flores wasn't part of drafting Tua. Let's not, definitely don't take Tua and just put that all on Greer. That was Flores too. And by the way, I totally get this. Again, I'm not trying to be here. I'm trying to play the reporter here and not pick sides when it comes to Greer or Flores or who deserves more blame. But Greer definitely, I can just tell you as a matter of fact, Greer is one of those guys, like you said, he constantly tries to appease the head coach. In this case, what's most interesting to me is he seemed to be constantly doing that. So how did all of a sudden the relationship between Greer and Flores deteriorate to the point where it could no longer exist? That is like, that's a pretty fascinating element to me.
Yeah, it's
Jeff,
this.
You shot down the Harbaugh stuff pretty quickly on social media too, or at least sources have told you that. Because that's the first thing that came to mind when I said it to Joe on the air. This just happened.
Right.
It's the Harbaugh situation. What happened there? What'd you hear? Or what's the deal with him at least?
Steve Ross, don't forget, I mean, one of his great allegiances is to the University of Michigan. I mean, I'm not saying that he puts it number one over the Dolphins, but it's pretty damn close. I mean, that is where his heart lies. He's not going to be the guy to take Jim Harbaugh away from Michigan. It's not going to happen. I know a lot of people just assumed that when Flores was out that the Dolphins had somebody lined up. Maybe they do. I don't know, but it's not Harbaugh. I can tell you that 100%.
What's your take on Tua now that what we've seen the last 3 weeks hasn't been very good? So I'm just curious what's your take?
I mean, it's a pretty, like there was a pretty painful day there if you're a Dolphins fan where I don't even know that it was absorbed by Dolphins fans necessarily, but like, I understand that there's an ardent support for Tua, but when you see, for instance, Justin Herbert, playing as he does, even though eliminated from the playoffs, but when you also see Tua sort of struggling, and on the same day, take the Herbert thing out of the equation. Think, I mean, 2019, playing the Bengals, when you see Joe Burrow playing the way he's playing, I mean, that's a painful thing to bring up, but you kind of have to. I mean, all Flores had to do was just put Josh Rosen in the game and say, we got to see what he looks like.
Right, he's got all year.
Find out what Josh Rosen
right.
Do you honestly think is anybody talking about the Cincinnati Bengals right now with Joe Burrow saying, man, but you know what? They got him through a lack of integrity. They lost that game and didn't try to win it. No one gives a damn anymore. Everybody moves on from that. All they had to do, the Dolphins were a terrible team that certainly deserved the number one overall pick. All they had to do was put Josh Rosen in the game, say, we got to see what we have in him. They likely lose that game, and the franchise has changed forever. So, like, I know I'm segueing here. It's just, I'm not putting that on Flores. The guy was trying to win the game. It's just got to be so painful for a Dolphins fan to see these little steps along the way, that one little thing changes, and so too does the whole organization. What is Tua? I don't know. Does anybody know? And if we don't know, that's a significant issue.
Yeah, that's a very good point. So, yeah, so if I was a GM, I'd just say this, man. Hey, guys, I appreciate you guys are the head coach and you guys are the coordinators and stuff. I'm picking final say. If we disagree, I'm using the GM card. I'm not doing that because my ass is going to be on the line no matter how good a guy I am. I'd rather be a jerk to you guys.
There you go. Yeah.
I think that's got to happen. Look, man, like, and that's what's interesting about this situation too, because when Flores came in, it was all about his leadership, and it was all about, he felt like, you know, compared to Gase, it was just a very different dynamic in terms, and like, you know, that stuff kind of goes away pretty quick if a guy comes in and tries to, you know, don't forget about the revolving door that was his staff. I mean, how many offensive coordinators? Four total under his regime. How many offensive line coaches did he go through?
O-line, that was close. I was going to say, I was trying to figure out if it was more coordinators or O-line coaches.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not trying to justify the decision to retain Greer, but I certainly can justify the decision to fire Flores.
Yeah.
I know it's a surprise to many people, but when you really break it down and you look at it, I mean, there were a lot of things going on there.
Jeff, thank you, buddy. Really appreciate
you
coming on, man. Thank you.
Hey, what's the pulse? What do you think what's the fan base thinking on this?
I think a lot of people are disappointed Chris Greer is still here.
Yep.
Yeah. You think it's less about Flores and more about Greer retained?
Yes. I do.
Yeah.
If you're going to get rid of one, Jeff, you get rid of both at this point if it's that big of a bleep show. That's why.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Right. It just counts down, like all these high draft picks we've had. Do we do enough with it? That's all. You know, Jeff, it goes. We've had 5 1s the last two years, 4 2s, a whole bunch of 3s. Do we get enough? Did we get enough? And who's calling final shot there, which is obviously counts on who you're talking
question.
To. Yeah. Hey, thanks, brother. Really appreciate you finding time.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
thank
of
you.
Course,
Jeff Darlington with us this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.